Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we continue in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're looking at how our service to others is really serving God, and how all of that is a part of our worship as we give of ourselves to honor God and to make Him known in the life that we live. Today we're wrapping up week two in the devotional, and it's 13 weeks of daily devotions where each week is wrapped around a different subject of how we ought to, how we can be serving. And this second week was serving with contentment. And we've looked all week at how God would have us to live with a greater contentment so that we can serve others more effectively, more willingly, more deliberately. And so today's topic is contentment with God's presence. Near the end of the book of Hebrews, we read that the command, the instruction to be content with what we have, to not let money rule our life or the pursuit of wealth. And God says the reason that we ought to be content with what we have is because He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. We've talked this week about being content with what we have, about being content with our basic needs being met, but today we look at the reason we can live with contentment and the reason we ought to live with contentment. It's because of God's presence. Knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. As I wrote the devotional, I asked the question, if disaster struck the place that you live and you only had time to get one item out of your home, what would it be? And I suspect that question becomes more difficult to answer the more stuff that we have, the more choices that would be suitable answers. And the question really wasn't about the stuff as much as it was about the value we put on stuff. Because the more difficult that answer is, the more likely our stuff has greater value than we want to admit. I have these tendencies that can quickly turn into becoming a hoarder if not kept somewhat in check. And the fascinating part is keeping things that others might want to throw away can be a useful trait with limits. But learning contentment often means letting go of things, allowing them to be used when they're needed. It's one thing to keep things and have them available for when they're needed. It's a whole different thing to keep things and not allow them to be used. I told this story before a number of times. Quite a few years ago now, I was working at a church camp, and they were doing some construction, some upgrades and new buildings, and part of that included new water and sewer lines and access to that kind of thing. And in one part of that construction and doing some underground access to some utilities, somebody there says, if only we had a manhole cover that we could put over this and have continual access. And I just smiled and said, I think I have one. And actually, for whatever reason, it was in my trunk that day, and I get it out, and it's exactly what they needed. Now, some would say just simply the fact of having it would indicate that I am somewhat of a hoarder, but in my mind, at least, being a hoarder would have meant I would not have offered it. It came from a well pit at the house that I live in that the well had been replaced, wasn't being used, and so I tore up that section of walkway. It was not in good condition and redid it, and this was left over. And so it wasn't that I went out looking for one. It just happened to be that it seemed like it was such a useful thing that I kept it. But I also was willing to see it be used in a good way. When God tells us to keep our lives free from the love of money, He's not always telling us to not have money. He's telling us not to let it control us, to be content with Him. And so that when He says to sell all your possessions and give to the poor, that you're content in sharing what you have. When He gives instructions and asks that you feed the hungry, you visit the sick, you care for the hurting, you're willing to use of the things that you have, the things that He has given you, because you're content with Him. See, sometimes we hear that snippet of scripture that says to let your lives be free from the love of money, and we fail to continue the verse where God gives the reason and the solution is how we can do that. He says to let your lives be free from the love of money, to be content with what you have, because God has said He will never leave you nor forsake you. The secret of contentment that we've talked about this entire week is learning a contentment with God's presence. That knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us is enough. Today, it's enough tomorrow. It's enough every moment that we live. Because when we live with a contentment with God's presence, I believe we're more likely to walk in tune and in step with His will. That contentment with His presence is we're more likely to be aware of it, to seek it, to honor it. And as we spend time in prayer, as we spend time in His Word, His presence continually teaches us, continually challenges us, continually instructs us on the things we ought to do. And it's that contentment that motivates us to do those things. Even at a cost. when God tells us to pray for our leaders, to pray for everyone, or to pray for kings, for those in authority, he doesn't put qualifications on it. He doesn't say, pray for the leaders that you voted for. He doesn't say, pray for the leaders that you like. He doesn't say, pray for the leaders that do good things. He doesn't say, pray for the leaders that are agreeable to all of the positions that you hold. No, he says to pray for your leaders with the purpose that you can live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness so that the name of Jesus can be spread, can be shared, the kingdom of God can grow. And so I try my best to stay out of politics. I don't know what God knows. I often say we pray that God's will would be done, but then we get angry when he doesn't do our will. We don't trust him. And frankly, for most of my adult life, I look at the leaders that we have as a nation and I question why God would allow that person to lead. But he knows. And he quietly and sometimes directly in his word says to pray for them. And continue to do your part in living a peaceful and quiet life, sharing about Jesus. Today, as we spend time praying, I do hope and I pray that you would ask God to grow your contentment with his presence. That his presence would free you from the love of money. That his presence would grow within you a contentment with what you have. That his presence would lead you to follow and obey his instructions. To trust him, even when things don't look the way you want them to. To believe that he answers your prayers, even when the answers aren't what you asked for. To learn contentment with God alone. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. As David would write, he would rather be a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper in your house than anything else. Than to be anywhere else. Just to be in your presence. No matter what that meant, no matter what that looked like. Father, may you grow within us that desire of contentment that would keep us and our minds, our lives, free from the love of money. A contentment with your presence, realizing that if we have you, if we are walking in step with you each day, that we have enough. That even in the midst of that contentment, we continually work. We continually look to you to provide so much more. Not so we can accumulate, but so that we can have to share with others. And Father, open our hands in those moments where we want to hold on tightly to what we have. As you provide blessing upon blessing, and may you help us to not slip into the trap of those blessings becoming our God. but may we see them as instruments of good that you have given to your children so that we can be more effective, more useful in making the name of Jesus known. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would teach them and model for them this contentment with your presence. That they would not learn from us a pursuit or a love of money. That the world is trying to draw them into a lifestyle that accumulates and desires and seeks more and more. May we live life with such joy and contentment that the words that you share in your scripture would ring true in their ears. Father, may our grumbling not be a source of discontent in their life. May our grumbling not chase them away from pursuing a life of contentment with you. Father, may we be mindful of our attitudes, our words, our actions when it comes to our contentment with your presence. May we be mindful especially of how all of that looks and sounds to our children. Oh, Father, today may we live as obedient children of yours. As young children who are just happy when mom or dad comes home. May we have that joy of being content that your presence is with us. And may that contentment lead us to do the things that you've instructed us to do. May it lead us to trust you more fully when the answers we get aren't what we wanted. May it lead us to greater humility when the answers we get are what we want. Father, I pray that you would work mightily within your people, that we would truly live with humility as we serve one another. A humility that comes by serving with contentment. A contentment that comes with an acceptance and awareness and desire for your presence above all else. Oh, Father, may our service to you be pleasing in your sight because we're doing it to honor you. May our service to others help them to see the Jesus that we live for, that we talk about, that we share with them. Father, may our life today lift up Jesus in as many ways as possible so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.